Chapter 4. We made the doctor say it again. We couldn't quite believe it, even when it was what we desperately wanted to hear. Your son is probably not autistic, or only mildly so. He has a communication disorder, and that has to be addressed. But my opinion is that he's outside the autistic spectrum. This was straightforward headline news as far as I was concerned. Nightmare over. Screaming boy of Bristol is not a Fruit Loop, say medics. Nikki was less trusting. She wanted to see the written report. That came 2 weeks later by post. It described David's significant difficulties with communication, his unusual patterns of behaviour, and his way of treating others more as objects than people. All these aspects quite clearly put David within the autistic spectrum of difficulties, the report concluded. We read it over and over. The report's most devastating findings were contained in a single paragraph, and I found it impossible to read more than a few words before my brain blanked out. I had to chisel the meaning out of those sentences, inch by inch. Dr. Smith had the grace to visit us and apologise. He admitted he had based his conclusions on his brief inspection of David 6 months earlier in our kitchen. He hadn't looked at the stack of reports from the assessment before seeing us, fresh from his African trip. Now he revised his diagnosis. David was moderately to severely autistic. Moderate to severe. He didn't like to be more specific than that. By the time the Tyndall's Park specialist called us to a meeting, the final stage of the report, David's diagnosis had been revised upward again. He was now profoundly autistic. This was as bad as autistic spectrum disorder, ASD, could be. Off the scale in the invisible colours. David's autism was ultraviolet. What about other learning difficulties? Nikki asked. We've read that about 80% of severely autistic children have general learning difficulties as well as the specific ASD issues. The clinical psychologist waved a hand. I shouldn't get too hung up about that, he said. There was impatience in his tone, the way a scientist would dismiss worries about a hosepipe ban after an announcement that the Earth was about to plunge into the sun. David was officially disabled. We realised for the first time how broad that word was. It superseded all other characteristics. Most single-word summaries of people are trite at best, and usually offensive, racist, sexist, contemptuous. But medical opinion seemed to be that one word was good enough for David now. He was disabled. And Nikki and I no longer had young kids. We were parents of a disabled child. The nurses kept urging us to take David to the NHS playgroup for disabled preschoolers. We'd meet other parents like us, and David might feel more relaxed with other disabled kids.